Hello, good afternoon. Hi, may I please speak to Ryan?
Yes, this is him.
Thank you so much for taking the call, sir. My name is Rich, and I'm from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area, Yes, we're talking to people in your area about our local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is a quick and confidential, sir. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
As a Republican.
Republican. Thank you very much, sir. This November will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? Not too certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Thank you. First of all, how will you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not
very
too good, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. Do you think that the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, about high, or probably a little low, given the quality levels the services provide?
I would say they're about right, honestly.
I'm sorry?
I would say they're approximately correct.
Okay, thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 election to approve two ballot issues. The first is Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep the CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increase school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, will you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of 50 cents per month in a higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every $100,000 of home value?
$6 per $100,000 would be $36,000 to me. For $30 million in pay raises, I think I would vote for that. Slightly interested in voting. Maybe not super eager, but reasonably eager.
I understand that. So now, the second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation in existing school, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skill training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Will you vote yes or no on a $50 million bond to meet all these needs? It is increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year for $100,000 of access home value.
$30 per year. Okay, so
$29 a year.
$29 a year. So multiply that 30 times 6 would be $180, $200 to me. I would be a little hesitant to vote for that.
So you both know?
I think so. I don't know. I would need to look at all the legislation. I would not be automatic.
Understand that. Okay, knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, will you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $20.50 a year, increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value? Will you vote yes or no?
$20 per $100,000 is like $120. Mm-hmm. I'd probably be kind of interested in that. I would want to see it. I wouldn't be an automatic yes, but I think I would be willing to look into that.
You don't know. Okay, I see. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of its needs for school building repair and replacement, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $1,000 of a home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
So I would be a slight no, but if I read the legislation and I could really get my head wrapped around it and I could be bought it, I could be convinced, yeah.
Okay,
but I would be a slight no for that.
No. Okay, no. Okay, now, following up opponents to a tax increase, the value issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek School when they already have enough money. Wasteful, high administration and overhead costs in low-performing school. Do you strongly agree on this or strongly disagree?
I would somewhat agree. It is high overhead costs. I totally don't agree that it's low performing. And I would say that the property taxes in Colorado are high, but the services are good. So those are good.
Okay.
The police is fully funded. The fire department has no openings. The teachers we're not drowning. You know, we're not struggling to find teachers. I'm like, I'm not convinced that I'm not getting my value out of that.
I see. Okay. Now, let me read the following, sir. It says, lastly, here are some statement supporter of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give a reason for voting yes, rate each as either a very persuasive or not persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvement as a CSD school. It says here the following, the first one, CCSD has a tradition of in the public education status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district measures and build projects as they stay ahead of neighboring districts such as County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvement. Is it very persuasive to you or not persuasive for something?
I would say somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive. Okay. Thank you. Now, it says here also, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any other home or property that age. Otherwise, they become more costly to repair and require full replacement in the future. Is it very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. We're almost done on this. Okay, sir. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts in keeping our quality teachers. This is also reduce the cost of having to hire and train new teachers with staffing our school to meet students' needs. Is it very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Okay. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. They're very persuasive.
Not persuasive at all.
No?
Not persuasive at all.
Okay. Continually security upgrades are necessary at school these days to keep our kids safe.
Somewhat persuasive.
Very. Okay.
Yeah, somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. After hearing all this information in the Cherry Creek School District, Sadie could be in meet all of its needs for school building repair and replacements, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay. As a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 at home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCS proposed property tax increase?
If they said that they could meet all of their I want to make sure I understand this, all the building requirements and all the teacher pay, but not security and not mental health. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct. This is what they combined in.
Yeah, I think I would say that that's very persuasive.
Okay, thank you. What is your age, sir? Your age?
36.
I'm sorry?
36,
thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
Yes, 3.
Thank you. Do you have any children attending Cherry Creek School District schools?
Yes, 2.
Thank you. And as you make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
White.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me just advise you, Brian. I just want to say thank you so much. We're already finished with your survey here. I want to say thank you very much for your patience, your opinion, and your valuable time. You have a great evening and enjoy your dinners. Thank you so much.
Yes, hope so. Take care. Bye-bye.
You you very much. You too, sir. Bye-bye.